First, I want to read a couple of poems about art. The first one is called Hector's Return. And it has to do in part with the fact that for me, art very often is concerned with maintaining an image, a fragile image of the human in the face of all the forces that wipe out images of the human, all the forces of forgetfulness. And it seems to me the best art, so say Homeric art, is capable of being absolutely honest about the forces on the side of destruction, while somehow being able to lift out of the world of time some permanent image. And a poem is based on Hector in the Iliad, an Iliad which is a poem about death and destruction and violence, and which somehow has lasted because, for some reason, Homer has been able to lift that subject out of the merely temporal. It also has to do a little with Nietzsche's idea of the eternal return. He says the way in which you can test whether you can really affirm your life is whether you can will it, or will to live it, moment by moment, forever, again and again, with no changes. If you can will your that kind of eternal return, then you're really affirming your life. And no, very few people can do that. But in art, you do that in an indirect way. That is, you read a text which causes you a lot of anguish if you get involved in it, and yet you will to repeat the anguish year after year. So I'll read this poem now. Hector's Return. I'm almost ready to read this poem. Okay. Hector's Return. By now he's died so often and been dragged in the dirt so many times, it's easy. He'd have it no other way, and chooses with open eyes to be deluded by his will to live and press the attack on the ships, to forget what he knew at the opening, that Troy must burn, abandoned by its gods, his wife and son doomed to be slaves, his name lost among strangers. It hurts me to see his mistaken hope, though I'm glad that the man I left last year, as ashes cooling on a funeral pyre, has risen long enough to fight Achilles once again and fall. A poem that shows the generations of men as frail as the generations of leaves, that makes my solid city flutter in the wind like Troy and thin to shadows, as unreal as my grandmother's village in Lithuania, burned down in the war. There is a farm she lived on here, paved over for a mall years back. It's the same poem that's watered roses in Priam's garden, so they bloom still. I turn the page, and the trampled leaves float up again to the branches and turn green. And it seems for a moment that time is too weak a god to worship, another illusion I can put my hand through, not the last word, as I supposed. We assume grandmother's muttering at the end about waves and crossings to be her dream of some long far fabled afterworld, not guessing she was a girl again, crossing the sea to us, eager to rejoin the long line on Ellis Island.